All right, got it recorded here. Okay, guys, so here's what I want to start with. So the topic for today is one simple habit that can teach you and propel you to crush every single day. And there's a little bit of a different twist on this than previously. But I want to start with, because this is the first time we've gotten together as a group since the summit. So what I would like to know, each one of you share one big victory you've had since then as it relates to what you've learned, the goals that you set, not that you accomplished a goal, but maybe you've took one major action step or you clarified a goal or, you know, you're seeing some results in some of the habits or, you know, some of the mindset stuff that we talked about. So let's start with Keith. You're not on mute. Why don't we start with you first?
The biggest thing for me is the goals that we wrote down. I'm looking at them every day and twice a day so that I'm staying consistent with that as we talked about.
Awesome. And what have you found by looking at them once or twice a day is doing for you?
I feel good, but I feel even better just by reaffirming your affirmations of how you see yourself.
Good. Excellent. Adam, you're off mute there. Tell us one for you as well.
Yeah, hey guys. A big thing that I've been trying to do over the last probably even 5 to 10 years is get consistent with a morning routine. And I've been able to do that about the last 10 days out of the last 13. So I've just found that my days are more productive and I have a sense of accomplishment early on, and it kind of just sets the tone for just achieving things throughout the day. So it's been real great.
Quickly, Adam, let me just say that WJ, can you email Lona? She's trying to hop on. She can't find the link. Her email address here is, hang on a second. It's Dr. Lona, so DrLonaCook at gmail.com. Thanks, WJ. So I put in a post on the Facebook group the other day is how many of you up to this point have been consistent in adopting a new morning routine for yourself? So how many of you up to this point have created that new habit and have been working that habit? So Adam, you said you've been doing just about every day. So here we are, we're at the 13th day. How many days have you done it out of 13 days so far?
I've done 10 days.
Fantastic. Is it getting easier the more you do it?
Yeah, for sure it is. And I've also found like how I've kind of refined the things that I'm doing and setting so I have about a 10-15 minute window that I allow for each thing that I'm doing. And it generally runs about 45 minutes to an hour.
Great, so that's the length of your morning routine is 45 minutes to an hour.
Yep.
Fantastic, that's awesome. Chris Lilja. So if you hit the mute button in the lower left-hand corner, it should activate your mic. So Chris just said 59 days straight. Let's give it up for Chris. Congratulations. So he's been doing that since he left the summit. So that's absolutely fantastic, Chris. Huge win. By the way, you guys can put a question in the chat, and I'll see them, and we'll respond to them. But some of this we can do conversationally, and if you don't want to, you know, at least put in or you know, provide input to the rest of the group, which I hope you do, just send a quick question through the chat. Dr. Sandy, same question to you.
Can you hear me?
I can.
What was the question?
One major win since the summit.
As you know, I was a little bit I struggled a little bit after the summit, but our conversation actually in my last call is where I feel like I made the biggest breakthrough. And it was when you said that what you heard me saying was the practice was driving me instead of me driving the practice as a leader. That changed absolutely the way I've been walking in the door every single day. And it's already palpable what that's changed in the practice.
That's a great reset. Can you just explain a little bit more to everyone else on here, because we're all business owners, what that meant to you?
I think that one of my biggest struggles as a practice owner has been with the staff piece, or managing or leading other people, because I had to go from managing them to leading them at some point. I think that's something that you've helped me out with a lot in the last year and a half of coaching. And you asked me what a great day looked like. And what I told you was those days when you're humming, when you've got patients, I mean, when it's really busy and you're jumping from you're back and forth at the adjusting table, and then you hop into an exam and you find out somebody's doing awesome. And, somebody you've been working with on a problem for a while comes in and says, I feel the best I've felt in this long. And I mean, just the stuff that happens to us every day, really, I mean, that we take for granted. And you said, well, it sounds to me like the practice is driving you, and you're not driving the practice. And you have an associate doctor now that needs you to drive him, and you have a staff that needs you to drive them. And so you need to walk in the office every day with that energy, whether you have that schedule or not. And I've been really working hard to do that. I sit in the car for a few minutes if I have to before I actually walk in the door, just to get my head right and come in with that energy. And I feel like the staff is even, it's creating momentum again, which is something that we kind of stalled out a little bit at the end of the year, and it's building back up. So that's been really awesome.
You know, if I asked somebody to create a segue into the topic today, that couldn't have been any better. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
It's really true. It's really true. And that's, and we'll get into here in just a minute. We'll go through the rest of the table here, but that's awesome. Fantastic. Dr. Dan, one major win for you, and then I'll bring up Dr. Lona. So one major win since the summit. He was on off mute. Steve, you're off mute. Dr. Kramer, one major win for you.
You know, we had in December we had our own summit, and I took the whole team to my country club and had a meeting, separate conference. We had lunch there. We made it a 2-hour meeting, and I shared the vision and goals for 2020. And I think the team really had, first of all, we hadn't done that before to that extent. And I think they really were appreciative. I really shared things that I appreciated about each one of them, and then kind of like, hey, let's get this going and we can hit these goals. And I think it's created a good energy and good momentum into 2020.
Fantastic. Nice job. Dr. Luke, I see you sitting right there. How about you? Major win for you.
Mine's kind of back to the routine topic as well. Just been able to be a little bit more solid with that at the beginning of my day and at the end of my day. So I found when I can start things and wrap things up in the process that I know works best for me, the day just kind of works itself. So that's been, you know, a big thing for me, which I started doing just before the summit, but the summit just kind of reinforced that. So.
Excellent. Dr. Steve Wilson's?
Big win. I actually got a Rockstar CA that I'm really excited about, and on the same wavelength, wants to be a chiropractor, has to go through all the undergrad, but he's actually keeping me on task with a lot of the daily routine stuff. So now that I got him in place and I'm training him, I'm starting to do the morning routine it's just, it's freeing up a lot of my stress, because I was really getting bogged down with that. So I'm really excited to get him trained up and ready to go, and hopefully he'll become the next rock star chiropractor. So
does anybody think that Dr. Steve attracted that the assistant by accident? No, right? The level and purpose that he's on, the energy and the intention that he is focused, allowed him to attract that individual. And it's a great example of when we are on, right? We attract all types of things into our life, people, places, and things, opportunities that we can't even imagine. And the fact is, when we're not on, those things don't show up, right? So you don't miss what's not there. But the reality is that when you are on and you begin to see these things start to show up, you realize there's way to this morning routine thing of getting my head in the right place to be the best version of myself each day. So that's a great example of that, Dr. Steve. Congratulations. Dr. Lowen, the same question. So the question is, biggest win since the summit, goal or something that you accomplished? I think you're on mute. Or at least we can't hear you. Now you're on mute. See, try taking it off. Okay. You know what? Just put it in the chat section. I'll tell everybody else. And the last person is Dr. Dan. If Dan, you want to share it too on chat, then we can get going here. So first of all, let me thank everybody for being on this afternoon. I really appreciate that. It tells me, so Dr. Lona said she's celebrating 10 years in business. So congratulations. That's awesome. So again, let me thank everybody for being on, for taking time out of your busy day to invest in yourself and to further reaffirm many of the things that we learned, some new stuff, new twists, new ideas, concepts that each month is going to elevate, right, our mindset, therefore elevate our action steps so we can achieve those goals that we all set either at the summit or refined between then and the end of the year, so we can be on point. When we get to the end of this year, we look back and we say, what an incredibly productive and what an incredibly impactful year that we had. So I thought to start out for the first virtual mastermind, it really comes down to one simple habit to 10x your productivity and win each day. That's what we're going to talk about today. And so I was doing some research on this. I found a really good quote by a gentleman named William P.H., the Earl of Chatham. Now, if you guys have been to England, if you haven't been to Chatham, I would definitely go there. It's really close to Avon-by-the-Sea, where William Shakespeare was born and raised, and he died. They have this cathedral there, and it's so freaking cool. And it's Avon-by-the-Sea, and Pam actually spent her dad's ashes there because England was one of his favorite country, and he was a big fan of William Shakespeare. But he said, if you do not rise early, you can't make progress in nothing. Now, it's not exactly the best grammar, but who am I to argue with the Earl of Chatham? But we get the point, right? It all starts with how do you begin your day? How do you plan your day? Which will result in if you win that day. So there's one practice that will change and elevate every other practice. In fact, it's called the Keystone Habit. So how many of you know what a keystone is? So let me explain so this way we can keep it rolling here. So it's the wedge-shaped stone at the apex of a vault, right? It's the final piece that's put in place that locks all the other stones in place. So what we're going to go through today is the Keystone Habit, which locks all the other behaviors, mindset, action steps to help you achieve everything that you want to achieve. And in fact, according to Robin Sharma, if you do not practice this, there's very little chance, based on some of the most recent science, to be able to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. Because I know there's skepticism. I know people say, well, come on, really? Is it really that important? I mean, if I just get up and I, think of good thoughts and I go out and I do my day, can I still be successful? And the answer probably is yes, but not nearly to the level of success that each one on this virtual mastermind has indicated you want to achieve in life and business. So, doing this one habit is not necessarily easy. Why? Because it requires a shift in mindset and it requires a shift in behavior. And anytime we move ourselves out of that comfort zone, it doesn't feel good. Let's face it, to get up a half hour early each day, right? When we could be sleeping, it's, you know, we're all up here in the upper Midwest, it's cold, it's dark. Who wants to get up that early? If I get an extra half hour of sleep. But if you can't take the time to invest 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or in Adam's case, an hour in you, then who are you willing to invest in? Because what that investment has, or the return on investment, is far beyond just the growth personally, right? It's how it impacts your life, your family's life, right? The business that you run, the people that you serve each day, your customers, your staff members, they absolutely require the very best you every day. And when we are not showing up our best, we're failing as leaders. So this keystone habit is the essential habit which is going to elevate your leadership level. I like to say it's the antidote to average. And isn't that what we're all here for, right? Who wants to live a mediocre life? Anybody just raise your hand. I could see you all on screen. Anybody want to live a media? I don't. I know you guys don't. That's why you took the time and the money to invest in coming to the summit and why you're on the call today, why you do coaching, because average is not good. It's not good enough. It may be for the masses, but you guys are exceptional. You're way beyond what the masses are. You want to be the leader in your industry, in your community, and be known as the go-to place that everyone goes to for chiropractic care, natural health, vitalism, whatever it may be. So now, we want to begin, right? Begin your day feeling centered and you want to feel strong. So the benefit of starting your morning routine, is it centers you and gives you a sense of purpose and creates strength. You're going to find yourself dramatically more focused and productive while unleashing your most creative genius. I finished reading, if you guys haven't read Robin Sharma's The 5 a.m. Club, excellent book. And he talks about the science behind manifesting your creative genius. When you set this time aside, right, and go within, get quiet, get centered, and become intentional, it's where the creative juices inside begin to flow out of us. And the reason is because, look, we're all encumbered with distractions. So I like to call it, and he calls it as well too, he calls it cyber zombies. We become addicted to our devices. So if you get up the first thing in the morning, the first thing you do is you turn on your phone, or if your phone's by your bed and you use that as your alarm and you check what the time is, you're already repeating the same old habits and behaviors, what's going to enslave you to the old mindset. So the first habit it is getting your electronic devices out of your bedroom. Okay, you don't even want to look at your devices until you completed your morning routine. In fact, I would strongly suggest don't even look at your emails until at least 9 o'clock, because your most productive time, again, according to science, is the first 2 hours when you wake up. Now, I know we all work on different circadian rhythms, and some people are night people and some people are morning people. But if you're going to do this morning routine, you're going to have to begin to switch where you become more of a morning person and get to bed early, because we know the two essential ingredients which impact your health the most is your sleep and hormone production. So if we're not getting enough rest, right? I had a client the other day, he was telling me, he goes, you know, I was asking him how he was doing with his morning routine. He said, well, not so good. And it wasn't about his process. It was he staying up way too late watching television. What investment in your life is television going to do, right? Now, who doesn't like to watch a movie? But going to bed at 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, if you're sitting there watching Netflix, to me, is an act of low self-esteem. Because you're telling yourself, I'm not worth it, and I don't matter. And I'm not willing to put the time and effort in to make a little bit of commitment to get my ass to bed a little bit earlier. So protection from distraction is how we need to work if we're serious about winning the day and reaching your full human potential. So that's what this is all comes down to. And neuroscientists call this the peak mental state. So your morning routine creates the peak mental state. It's where our perceptions are heightened, right? And our ability to tap into our original ideas, it's at its greatest. It's when we become visionary thinkers. So our creative genius and visionary thinkers. And Robin Sharma talks about, you know, and he works with, you know, titans of industry, CEOs, and they all have this one habit in common, is this morning routine. So let's get into it. So for those of you who are on the phone who don't or have never heard this process before, it's about getting up before the sun rises. Now, fortunately, now it gets late, it gets light pretty late. So you could do it at 6:30 and still get up before the sun rises. But the cool thing is, just from a circadian rhythm, is getting up before it actually gets light. The first thing you want to do is rehydrate, because your body is dehydrated from a good 8 hours, or God bless you, if you can get 10 hours of sleep, your body's in a state of dehydration. So you cannot be operating and thinking in an elevated state in a dehydrated state. Now, there's a lot of variations to this. Obviously, water, you can use lemon. I always use some apple cider vinegar for a variety of things. We'll talk about that at a different time. But you guys are all health professionals. You kind of get why that's really important. The next step is to move a little bit. Get yourself moving. Really light, active stretching kind of thing. Walking lunges, air squats, you know, windmills, that kind of thing. Again, we want to get the blood circulating, so we're beginning to increase our energy. Now, I know some people actually will do their exercise, their workout, before they do their meditation, and that's fine. So let me make this statement. There's not only one way to crush your morning routine. You could work out after, you could work out before. It's entirely up to you, okay? But you need to do something to move yourself around, again, get the blood flowing. The next step is find your happy place. And what does that mean? I mean, it's a place in your home that's specifically designed for you, that you feel the most comfortable and most inspired. Sometimes we have to create that environment. So in my office here, right, obviously I have a sound system in here. So I play meditative music, right? I turn the lights off. I actually have this this incense I use, which is supposed to unleash your creative genius that I use. And I get this, you know, really beautiful chair that's very comfortable. So I find my happy place with where I can be so focused and non-distracted. Right? So again, like I said, no electronic devices are on at that point. So when I first sit down, the first thing I do is I ask myself, what do I want to put my intention on this morning? Okay? It could be a big goal that I've got in front of me. Maybe it's a goal I'm going to complete today. Maybe it's the goal I want to complete 12 months from now. The beauty is, guys, you get to decide what that is. Right? Because it's your process. Sometimes it's a relationship or an experience I'm going to have. I want to think about how I want to show up for that. Then I want to start my breathing. I want to start to put focus on breath, right? So Wayne Dyer talks about getting in the gap, or getting between the gap of your thoughts. And that occurs once we start to slow our breath down. And so as we slow our breath down, what happens is our brain waves begin to diminish. So when we first sit down, we're in alpha, right? We're in full consciousness. So as you're going through the states of meditation, the alpha waves, you're in full consciousness when you sit down. As soon as you start breathing, you get just below consciousness. And guys, again, this may be new to you. It's kind of like when you're in that daydream state, like you're there, but you're not really there, right? So you're getting into theta. Oh, excuse me, beta. So next what you want to do, so your alpha, right? And then what we want to do is, as we continue to put our effort and our intention on breath, then what I like to do is do eight, or a cycle of eight, four, a deep breath in for a count of four. I hold it in for a count of eight, and then I exhale for a count of 12. Eight cycles. By that point, I'm absolutely in theta. So what is theta? It means you're in the subconscious state. You're there, but you're not there. Theta is just before you get to delta, right? When you're getting into the sleep cycle. Now, when you're able to tap into the subconscious state, this is where the creative genius, the visionary, exists. This is also where you begin to literally rewire old thought patterns in your brain. And you begin to disrupt the old negative thinking thought patterns, or what I like to call ANTs, automatic negative thoughts. Only in theta can you disrupt and kill your ANTs and create new empowering thoughts. That's why affirmations are so important in this state. So you can begin to affirm yourself to yourself about things that you want to change and create in your life. And remember, affirmation is a state of becoming, right? So I am healthy, right? I am vibrant. I'm abundant. I create great relationships. It's what I'm manifesting. And so when you do this in theta, your brain literally fires differently, creates the neurochemicals, and the more you have those thoughts, it rewires those links to make those the dominant thought pattern. And from that point on, that's how you change a negative mindset to a positive mindset. And I'm a living, breathing example of that. Because back in the day, Pam will tell you, I was the most negative human being you'd ever want to meet. And the way I changed that was through this morning routine, through the meditative process, and through visualization. But you only can do that when you get to theta. Now, the next thing what you want to do is, when you're in theta, is also visualize. Visualize using all six senses with vividness and full vigor. What does that mean? So if I'm working on improving my health, right, and I want to reduce my body fat and I want to increase my strength, I create a visual image of what I'm going to look like when I reach my goal, right? I see myself, in a swimsuit. I see myself, shredded, looking good. And the more you can visualize that with great detail, it literally creates an embedded, ingrained thought into your mindset, because the mind can't tell the difference between an actual event and one vividly imagined. And the more you visualize the same thing over and over, the mind already thinks it's already occurred. So it no longer seems impossible. It's such cool stuff, and it works incredibly. So visualize your intention for the day, visualize a big goal, whatever you choose to do. Again, it's your time. You get to decide how you want to show up and what you want to do. Now, how long should you meditate? Again, no perfect time. If you got 10 minutes, it's better than none. 5 minutes is better than none. My sweet spot is 20 to 30 minutes. I feel the best when I'm between 20 to 30 minutes. But for you, it may be 40 or it may be 20. Doesn't really matter. The more you do it, you'll find where that is. So how do you get yourself out of that? All right. So slowly you begin to bring yourself present back in the room, very slowly. You do this again by breath, wiggling your extremities, and gently opening your eyes. Don't open them wide and just start moving around, okay? This is a slow process. You want to come out of theta. Now, once I'm out of theta, right, I'm back to consciousness, right? What I want to do is review my goals. So the first thing I do, because my mind's open to thought, it's clear in intention, I want to review my goals for the day and my goals for the year. Best time to review your goals. And then the final thing that I want to do is I want to read something empowering. I want to read something empowering. Some people don't read. I don't care. It doesn't really matter. Right? Look at a quote. But the key is always putting good thought, listen to a podcast, right? Have an empowering conversation, but put something good in your mind. Now you have yourself set, your intention set for the day. You know how you want to show up and what you want to accomplish. Now your job is to stay close to that state as best as possible. And how do you do that? It's your anchor. You have to find an anchor. So you guys see me wearing these bands all the time. That's why I got to these bands. This is my anchor. I always can look down and ask myself, am I living intention? And am I focusing on the things that I need to be focusing on today? Am I leading, right? Am I creating? So what's your anchor? Find an anchor that will constantly remind you, am I showing up right now as the way I choose? And that's how you live intentionally. So when I say that this is the one habit that can 10x your productivity, 10x your income, 10x your relationships, I 100% believe this. I've seen it in my own life. I've read it and seen it in studies of all other kinds of people. So if you want to go where you say you want to go, you can't get there, in my humble opinion, without making this a part of your daily routine. So what I want to do now, in a few minutes we have left, I want to open up the floor. I want you to ask me questions. If you've tried it and you're struggling, or you want some suggestions, and I don't know, on any aspect of it, let's share with each other, because if you have a question, I guarantee you other people do, and then we'll wrap it up. I'll tell you about what we got coming up with the next one, and we're good to go. So who has the first question? By the way, Chris mentioned coffee is super important, and that is 100% correct, by the way. It really is. I mean, it increases longevity and also helps the brain processing as well. Now, do you have your coffee before or after? Up to you, whatever you choose to do. But that's actually true.
So I had a question.
Yes, Steve.
So, I mean, I've tried meditation in several forms, and I mean, I'm trying your breathing exercise, and I feel nice and calm, but I'm trying to figure out what I should be. Should I just be in that state for 10 minutes where I'm just not thinking, letting everything pass by? Or Great. Should I be in that visualization the entire time? Because yeah. I'm really not sure if I should be like creating that or just allowing my brain to de-stress for 15, 20 minutes and then going into that.
That's an absolutely great question. Last year or 2 years ago, I can't recall, I did a 3-day meditation retreat in the hills in Santa Fe. We were literally in this hut and we couldn't talk for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy. And what this yogi taught us, he said, because this was a question that often comes up, especially people who, you know, have 1,000 thoughts going on in their mind all the time. That he said, take those thoughts and process them. He said, don't resist them, right? He said, accept those thoughts. And as they come into your forefront, ask yourself this question. Is this something that my innate is telling me I need to focus on? Or is this coming from ego or fear? If it's ego or fear, you take it and literally, like on your desktop, you put it in a folder and say, I'm gonna get to that later. I'm not choosing to think about that right now. And the more you practice that, what you will be able to do is process your thoughts more easily, and you'll be able to slow that mind. And so the second part of your question, as long as it takes, Steve, for you to relax and slow your thoughts down, do it.
Okay.
Because it is different for each individual. And that's what I was talking about before, Dane Dyer said about the gap. It's the gap between our thoughts. That's where the inspiration comes from. I mean, there are times literally where it's probably only 30 seconds, but it feels like minutes, where I can literally say my mind is completely devoid of thought. Like, it's just blank. But I've been doing this a long time. Pam says it's blank all the time, but I've been doing this a long time. Right? So I've been practicing that. But when you get to that point, man, it is pure euphoria to be completely free of thought, because now you're completely in subconscious and you're open to any suggestion at that point. So once your thoughts slow down enough, then you can go into the visualization or go into your affirmation or whatever you choose to do.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great question.
Jay, as far as journaling,
yes,
is that just a different time versus trying to fit that into?
Yeah, Steve, that's a really good question. Again, remember, there's not a perfect, I gave you kind of an outline. I know people who journal after they meditate because their mind is open to suggestion. Like, there are times, like, if I have a visionary thought, like I had one yesterday, I was literally meditating yesterday, and I haven't even told WJ this, but I got a new idea that I thought would be really cool with some of the stuff we're working on. So as soon as I came out, I was journaling on it. Okay. So yes, if you get an inspiration, something you need to jot down, do it, but I don't make it a regular practice.
Okay.
I journal at a different time.
Thanks.
Anybody else? Those are really good, very common questions and struggles that people deal with in this process. So, okay. So if you don't have it, and if you do, just put them in the chat area and I'll address them. So let me just wrap this up because I know you guys are busy. Want to grab some lunch and get back to work here. Our next scheduled virtual mastermind is February 17th, Monday, same time at 12:30. And the topic will be embracing change. Now, for all of you who know, we had an absolute, to say it was like monumentous to get our whole back end figured out to be able to set up our VIP memberships. It's been an absolute cluster, and WJ's been on it for weeks and weeks. And once we had it fixed, and then it wasn't, and then we thought it was fixed, and then it wasn't, so on and so forth. But it's fixed now. So this one was absolutely free. What he did was, anybody who signed up for the virtual mastermind before and the VIP, let me tell you a little bit about the VIP, right? So normally it's $99.97 a month, but for you guys, this group, it's $19.97. So the VIP includes the virtual mastermind. No one else will get that. You have to be a VIP member to get that. Plus, it also includes any training or courses that we're developing. You get 20% off anytime with that. Any other seminars that we do, you get 20% off, and apparel, all that kinds of stuff. So anything that we create, you guys get an automatic 20% off. So for $19.97, that's what it is per month. So what WJ did was, everyone who was already pre-registered, he had to kind of wipe you out, so you have to go back and re-register, because if you would have registered while you were already registered, it would have kicked you out. So it would not have worked. If you want to be a part of the VIP for $19.97 a month, it starts February, okay? And it is, you guys got to go to powerpassionprosperity.com/register/.
Hey, Dr. J?
Yeah. Dr. J,
I put it in the thing on the right. They can just click.
Oh, you guys see, if you go down to the bottom of the menu bar, you see where chat is? Click on chat. And then you can see the second to last. Yes, Chris, you should re-register again. Everyone was wiped out and we're starting over again.
Yeah, they get their 30 days free all over again. It's as if they never regged.
Exactly. So that's where the registration link is, where you can go, and it's I've done it. It actually is simple now and it works. All right. Any questions on the VIP? So February 17th, embracing change will be the topic. And then of course, what I want to add and do as well too, is do a Q&A on our Facebook page. Probably a Friday, we'll do maybe at 11 o'clock, we'll do a Facebook Live Q&A. If you got stuff that came up over the week or something like that, I want to do that at least once a month. So we will be sending information out on when you can do that. So, all right. Anybody else have any questions? Good stuff today?
Great stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for being on, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month. Well, I'll talk to you this week, but I'll see you next month on the virtual mastermind.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks,
Jay. Bye-bye.